This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. It's a mixed bag for Colorado businesses so far this year. CU's Brian Lewandowski says the economic outlook is dimming for the second half of the year, with U.S. consumer spending slowing down.
That's the backdrop that we have as we think about a slow growth environment in 2023.
A growing number of businesses were behind on their registration filings at the end of last year, along with a rise in the number of new companies being formed. Colorado gets mixed grades from the American Lung Association in its latest report on tobacco prevention policies. The state got good marks for services to quit tobacco and smoke-free workplace laws, but the state did worse on funding for prevention programs and its handling of vaping products. Starting today, the public can vote on a design for Colorado's next specialty license plates. CPR's May Ortega reports it celebrates Colorado's upcoming sesquicentennial in 2026.
All of the proposals in the competition were drawn by Coloradans. Chris Hockmuth is the state's plate inventory manager. He says hundreds of entries were submitted.
Reviewing all the designs and all the creativity has just been amazing.
A special committee helped narrow the options down to three. Now the public has about 2 weeks to vote. Hockmuth says the winning plate design will be available to drivers in August. Besides paying the usual state fee, there won't be any additional requirements to get it. I'm May Ortega, CPR News.
There's also voting in a kids category. That design will not be produced, but the winner gets a $1,000 prize. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.